Hello, everyone. I'm Sergeant of the Army, retired Dan Daly, and welcome to this edition of Soldier Today Podcast. Soldier Today Podcast is a product of the Non-Commissioned Officer and Soldier Programs Directorate at the Association of the United States Army. Soldier Today subjects focus on those topics that are relevant and needed by our soldiers and their families serving the regular Army, Army National Guard, and the Army Reserve. Our newest topic of discussion today is the Non-Commissioned Officer Professional Development, or NCOPD for short. As a young NCO, I was frequently assigned the responsibility of preparing training materials for the company's NCOPD classes. In the early 1990s, this consisted of hunting down a hard copy of the appropriate field manual or regulation, begging the supply sergeant for some butcher block paper, and commandeering a stack of 3x5 cards from the unit training NCO's secret stash. Then a fun-filled evening of manually transferring all the relevant information, which hopefully resulted in a logical and legible translation of what First Sergeant wanted me to teach. Oh, those were the days. But times have changed since the 1900s, and today modern technology has greatly changed the way we acquire and distribute information. The ability to access information over the internet and hold classes virtually has significantly improved preparing for and executing non-commissioned officer professional development. One NCO has taken the concept to the next level. Staff Sergeant Dexter Hicks, the host of NCOPD Live. Hicks created an online video podcast that has generated quite the following. In his weekly broadcast, Staff Sergeant Hicks covers topics of importance to the NCO Corps and interviews guests, gaining their thoughts and opinions. His entertaining interactive video podcast series has grown in popularity to over 13,000 followers in just a short amount of time. NCOPD Live is a professional platform geared to enhance the knowledge and development of non-commissioned officers. And on the show, they discuss a variety of relevant topics that NCOs face on a regular basis that some may seem to turn a blind eye to. We are honored to have with us today the founder and host of NCOPD Live, Staff Sergeant Hicks. Sergeant Hicks, thanks for joining us today.
SMA Daily, thanks for having me on the show. I'm looking forward to having a great discussion and answering any of your questions. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, well, the tides have turned because, you know, I have been a guest of NCOPD Live and Staff Sergeant Hicks has interviewed me, but now it's my turn to ask the question, Sergeant Hicks, and the microphones are turned around, but we're going to have fun today. If you haven't seen NCOPD Live, I'd invite you to take a look at it. We're going to give you some hashtags and some links to follow to go check out Staff Sergeant Hicks in the show, but he does a phenomenal job. And most importantly, he's catering to a service that we need as non-commissioned officers, and that's professional development. Sergeant Hicks, I'd like to start off by keeping up with SMA Grinson's initiative. This is my squad, and he always says it's important to know your people. So could you tell us and our audience your story? Where are you from? Why did you join the Army?
I'm originally from Houston, Texas, right outside of Houston, Texas, Missouri City, where I spent most of my teenage years. I was born and raised there, so I'm a fan of any sport that comes out of Houston. I joined the Army Reserves back in 2002. My first duty station where I went to basic training was Fort Jackson, South Carolina, Alpha 128 Black Lion. And then I did my advanced individual training at Fort Lee, Virginia, where I was in 88 November. And then I went into the reserves. I was in the reserve for maybe a couple of years. And then I actually went active duty in hands of what happened on 9/11. It was just something about what happened. I felt like I needed to do a little bit more. And basically, I wanted to get those individuals back for what they've done to us. It may kind of sound a little shabby, but that was my reasoning for, because that has never happened in my time. So I felt a sense to go active duty and try to, you know, serve my country a little bit more in depth. So that's a little bit about me.
Well, thanks for sharing that. It's important. It's incredible. You know, a lot of people on that tragic day of 9/11 had a call to service, and you were already serving, but you said that you wanted to do more. We have spoken before several times, Sergeant Hicks, and we recently released an article on Staff Sergeant Hicks and NCOPD Live in the AUSA Extra. If you want to check that out, visit AUSA.org. Those articles are free. And again, if you want to see an episode of NCOPD Live, I'll make it easy for everybody. Just Google it. It'll come right up and you'll immediately see videos he has hung all over YouTube. And they're incredible. Some great snippets in there with some wonderful people that I'm not going to spoil right now because we're going to talk about during the show. So, Sergeant Hicks, let's get right into it. NCOPD Live. Why? When? How did this happen?
Oh, there I was back at Fort Stewart, Georgia. I'm a dog-faced soldier till I die.
Dog-faced soldier.
Best, one of my best and favorite units I've ever been in, the 3rd Infantry Division. And I was a young detachment sergeant for a unit on Hunter Army Airfield. And we had to go up, myself and the commander had to go up to Fort Stewart for the battalion command and staff that day. So we were at the battalion command and staff. And after the meeting was over, of course, you go around and you check with your sister units if there's anything that you all can do, just kind of like networking. And then as I was getting ready to leave Fort Stewart for the evening to head back to Hunter Army Airfield, I stopped at the shopette right there by the headquarters of the division. And as I was getting ready to come out, there was an MTO come up. I forget the infraction. And I said something to him to correct him about his uniform. And we got into a discussion and it was kind of like playing semantics. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing this MTO say to me for the reason or the excuse of why I was correcting the infraction. So I remember getting in the vehicle, I'm driving home. When I got back to Savannah, I went live on Facebook to talk about it, just to talk about it, you know, to get some insight, you know, express my concerns about the Corps at that time. And that was the first incident, but we hadn't really established that's what we were going to do. So the Army birthday was the next time we were up at Fort Stewart, and all of the battalions and the companies had to come up there for the brigade. And we were having this host of events and games and everything. So I'm getting ready to leave. And lo and behold, the same location, different NTO. Make another on-the-spot correction, same thing, semantics. It just blew my mind. So when I got back home again, I did another live video on Facebook. And so someone was like, hey, man, you should do this all the time. I think you're pretty good at it. And that person was Staff Sergeant Haynesworth. He was like, hey, I think you should do this. I think you should do this all the time because, you know, I think that you may be on to something. So my response at that time, and I quote, I was like, hey, man, I'm a detachment sergeant. I don't have time to do this. Like, there's no way I could do this. And before I know it, eventually I did another one. I did another one. And NCOPD Live has grown from that second incident to what we have today. Over 13,000 followers, and I believe over 12,000 plus likes. And it was just the sense of when I started doing it and it gained traction, I was like, okay, we may be able to do something. And the name NCOPD Live didn't come into effect until I got to Virginia at Fort Lee. But our initial video started on the Army's birthday, going on 7 years ago this year.
Well, that's an incredible story, Sergeant Hickson. That's how it starts. A couple shout outs, though, before I comment. One, dog face soldiers out there. I'm a dog face soldier myself. And Sergeant Hicks, if you want to invite me on NCOPD Live, we'll do a special just singing the dog face soldier song. And two, shout out to Haynesworth. I mean, incredible. We have a great thing today because you were motivated by a friend, of which that's how all these things start sometimes, right? Someone said, hey, you should do this. And you listened. And we're all better for that. So I just want to tell you thanks. Yes. So, we all know, and for our listeners out there who don't, the Non-Commissioned Officer Professional Development Program is actually a sanctioned program by the Army. It's a regimented program owned by the commander, executed by NCOs at every unit across the Army. But Staff Sergeant Hicks has put a new spin on this. Sergeant Hicks, could you share with us, what's your target audience? And how many followers do you have? And what do you want to achieve with this?
NCOPD Live, of course, has evolved over the years. And so I know when people hear NCO, PD, they often think about the non-commissioned officer. But one of the things that we have evolved is that we don't only just target non-commissioned officers. It's for all leaders. That's commissioned, that's warrant, even our DOD contractors and civilians. Because at one place or another, we're all a leader in this great organization, which we call the Army. So we don't just focus on the non-commissioned officer piece. Of course, that's the title of the show. We have not changed that title of the show because it's copyright. We pay for the right to have that name NCOPD Live, but our overall mission is for all leaders. Where I see NCOPD Live going over the upcoming years is to get better. And my focus this year is to provide opportunities for those individuals to come onto the platform to speak relevant content. One thing that we try our best to not do at NCOPD Live is have gripe sessions. I don't think ripe sessions are what we need to hear in order to enhance our organization. So we focus on relevant content, having guests that are willing to come on there and talk about the hard rights over the easy wrongs and those things that we failed to discuss and keep before our forefront as leaders and individuals within this organization. So that's where I see NTOPD Live going.
That's incredible. And so, I got to jump right on your comment. Guests. You've had some special guests on the show, including me, of course, but more important people than me, in my view. Can you talk about some of them and how they helped you shape NTOPD Live to where it is today?
So core guest I want to talk about for sure. The first one I want to talk about is SEAC retired John Wayne Troxell. If I have to be honest, his interview was, I believe, the groundbreaking of the masses of how NTOPD Live has grown. And I say that to say this. So let's be honest. Let's be transparent. As a young staff sergeant, who would reach to the Pentagon to invite the most senior enlisted person in the Department of Defense to come on to a platform on a live podcast on Facebook? Most individuals probably wouldn't do that. And so I knew who he was. I followed him a lot. And so I was like, I want to get this guy on the platform. So the whole thing about, should I go through my, you know, my NCO support channel at the academy? Should I go through the Commandant and all of that? So I was like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to send him an email. So I sent him an email. And I believe from the story that he and I talked about, he planted it over to his PAA guy, which was, I believe his name was Rob Couture. And he said, hey, I want you to check out this platform. Somebody sent me an email. I want you to get back with me. Well, I guess either 24 or 48 hours later, Rob came back to him and was like, hey, we got to get on this show. We got to do this. 48 hours later, he emails me back. And I was shocked that he emailed me back and CC the people I need to talk to. And so when I first talked to him on the phone, it was just like how he was on Facebook, like when he did his live videos and everything. So he was the initial groundbreaking, because a lot of individuals were like, wait a minute, how did you get him to come on your show? And to be honest with you, estimate, the answer was, I just asked. And my mom always taught me from a young boy growing up, they can only say yes or no. So definitely got a shout out to Troxell. And then one of the other most memorable guests that I had on the show was Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, Joanne Bass. She had just recently got selected to be the key senior enlisted leader for the Air Force. That had never been done for a female to hold that position. And at that time, we were already trying to coordinate with Sergeant First Class Janina Simmons, who was the first African-American female to graduate the Army Rangers course, and her aspiration is to be the first female Sergeant Major of the Army. So I got with my team and I told them, I said, hey, who else better for her to talk to and be on the podcast with other than Chief Bass? So we set that interview up, and SEAC Troxell co-hosted that interview with Master Sergeant Richard Green, better known as Oz. And that was a significant step to NTOPD Live as well. Another special guest was my family. I've never hosted my personal family on my professional platform. And the reason I did that is because there was so much outpouring of love when I lost my grandfather. And a lot of people that know me, my grandparents raised me since I was a young kid and up to my age until I moved out of the house. So when I lost my grandfather, right in the midst of when I was getting ready to PCS, there was so much overwhelming support and love and people reaching out through the page and messenger. So I knew my family would have wanted to thank them personally. So we held a tribute in special recognition of my grandfather. So that was significant to me. And then the last person, of course, was you. Who would have thought that you could have gotten SMA Bailey to come onto the platform? And I remember the day that it was Command Sergeant Major Cisneros. She's the Commandant of the Logistics Noncommissioned Officer Academy there at Fort Lee. And I worked in the command group my last year prior to me PCSing. And she was getting ready to go into a CUB with the first sergeants and branch chiefs and all of those people at the academy. So she said, hey, Sergeant Hicks, I want you to make me a copy of this article. And there was an article that you did about your 10 steps of leadership or something like that.
Yeah, leadership.
And yes. So when she gave it to me, I made the copy. So when I gave it to her, I kept the magazine. So I'm reading it on my lunch break and I'm like, hey, this is great information. I want to get SMA Daily on the platform. So I'm trying to find out. So I called my good friend, Siak Troxel, and I'm like, hey, do you have a way to get in touch with SMA Daily? So he told me how to go through AUSA. I located, I believe her name is Victoria.
Victoria, yeah.
I believe it is. I spoke directly to her and told her who I was. And she was like, hey, I'm sure he'll be willing to do it. And it was minutes later, you called me in the command group. And you're like, hey, this is SMA Daily. I was like, whoa, I didn't expect you to reply back that quickly. So that was another memorable guest. And of course, everybody that's been on the platform has brought great relevance and their own particular spin to the platform. But those are four key guests right there that I must say that was very inspirational for them to take the invitation to come onto the platform.
It's inspirational that you reached out to us because it's an incredible thing you're doing here about sharing this wealth of information. And I've been on as a little plug for Soren Hicks a couple times to help him co-host one with the AUSA Family of the Year and some others. And I'll tell you, we keep it light. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's exciting. Soren Hicks just does a wonderful job. So please check out his show. You know, we've talked about this personally, you and I on the phone, and I've asked you, but, you know, for our listening audience out there, Soren Hicks, and we even said, you know, that some famous gentleman, Martin Luther King, said, I have a dream. And I brought it up in one of our shows. I said, everybody should have a dream. So what's your dream for NCOPD Live? What do you want to accomplish?
I would say my overall dream or my overall vision for NCOPD Live is to allow individuals to have a platform where they can come and receive information or come onto the platform and talk about situations that, let's just be honest, that sometimes we don't do it intentionally. And we just tend to kind of like brush things to the side. So my overall vision for NCOPD Live is to provide an atmosphere and a platform where individuals can come and talk about these grievances and say, hey, I'm dealing with this in my unit. And those individuals that follow or those individuals that we're interviewing may be able to provide some type of insight or motivation to those followers or those viewers that are having these said situations on how to combat those situations or how to mitigate those situations. Because think about it, we learn from others. We don't always learn things on our own. We learn from others. And there may be somebody that come onto our platform that may have dealt with the situation that someone's dealing with. And that individual just so happened to be watching the show and hear what this guest has to say. And it could be a key triggering mechanism to say, hey, I can get past this, because if they got past it, then what's to say that I can't get past it? So at the end of the day, our vision and our expectations for the platform is to continue to grow and give leaders hope to say, hey, you may be going through something right now, because every unit is not the same. That's the great thing about this Army. We're all different MOSs and different backgrounds and different cultures, but we all have one thing in common. That's that we're on the same team. And sometimes I believe, honestly, SMA, we lose sight of that. And so that's another key thing that I like about NCOPD Live, is that it brings us together to say, hey, we're dealing with something. Let's talk about it. How do we fix it? And let's get after it and see if we can make the change. And then those senior leaders at the Pentagon level that watch the show can say, okay, hey, we're hearing what the force and what the ranks are saying. What can we do to help ensure that this situation is getting met, this need is getting met? So that's the overall vision and dream of NCOPD Live.
That's incredible. And you're right. It's amazing how much you can learn if you just listen. So I know that you have plans to get bigger and broader, as everybody would hope that you do if they watch the show. Where do you see NCOPD Live going in 5 years?
So in 5 years, not I hope to be, I will be retired, but the legacy of NCOPD Live will expand past Staff Sergeant Hicks or the hashtag Professional SGL. I don't see that it's going to end with me. I do believe that the legacy of NCOPD Live will continue on, although I'm sure that I will still interact with it and be the face of that platform. But it's to give those upcoming leaders the opportunity to take my place. Now, we say that as a cliche in the Army, but I live that. We should always be preparing or looking at someone to take our place, because just look at you, SMA, you retired, but the Army kept rolling on. And the next person came in the seat, and SMA Grinston is doing a phenomenal job. Just as the same thing with NCOPD Live. I believe that the next generation of leaders that are coming behind us are some phenomenal leaders. They're very smart, they're educated, and they want to see our Army grow better than what it is right now. So within the next 5 years, I have designated somebody that I would like to take my place. It's Staff Sergeant Nelson, Kevin Nelson. He's an 88 Mike ALC instructor there at the Academy. He's phenomenal. And we've spoken about this before, and I've told him, like, hey, whenever I get ready to turn this over, you are the person that I would want to take over after I decide to step away from it. But in the next 5 years, I plan to be retired. I'll still be interacting with the platform, but definitely grooming and looking at those next set of leaders that can come behind us and take our place and continue to grow it even amongst more than what it is right now.
That's right. You know, the toughest thing you do as a leader, especially when you're going increasing levels of responsibilities, you come to the reality that it's your job to set conditions and ultimately someday pass the torch. And you've definitely set the conditions. And I know that when you pass the torch, that time comes, it's going to be someone that's going to carry on this legacy. You know, there's a lot of people out there listening. This is growing in popularity in all subjects, not just leadership, on the internet and YouTube. And there's a lot of growing resources out there to help people get their message out. Can you share with us and our audience, what are some of the resources that helped you along the way? And what advice would you give to someone wanting to pursue something like this?
Some of the resources that helped us, I would say, is we had individuals that knew how to construct the page. One definitely plug and shout out was to Staff Sergeant Ted Vertz at the Academy. He actually helped lay some of the groundwork of the platform in which we use now, the StreamYard software. So he was definitely a key part to that to help get this off to where it is now. It looks more professional, not just going directly live to the Facebook app. And then some of the advice that I would give to individuals that want to start, we've actually helped several other pages get off the ground. And before I answer that question, one thing I want to plug in right there is that a lot of people, we hold on to information because we don't want somebody to be better than us, or we don't want somebody to get the idea that we have. I am a totally different person. I don't have a problem with anybody reaching out to me saying, hey, how did you do this? This is something that I'm looking to do. I would like to do this. And my hindsight on that is, if I'm not the only one doing it, if someone's not watching my show and they're watching another platform, the information is getting out. And that is key. That is critical. So my advice to anyone that will be willing to start a podcast is, hey, you got to start somewhere. And I remember at Fort Stewart, when I first started out, it was 2 and 3 and 10 viewers, and eventually grew to 100, eventually grew to 1,000. And then as we continued to grow and people were starting to see the content that we were putting out and the sincerity behind it and how relevant it was, then it started growing to thousands and 2,000 and over 13,000. So you got to start somewhere. If you don't have a vision to start, then you'll never get to accomplish what it is that you want to accomplish in the end state. So you got to start somewhere. And don't let anybody tell you, hey, what you're doing is bad. Because let's be honest, we get a lot of naysayers. We get those, but we don't let that drive our focus. Because at the end of the day, we believe in what we're doing is for a greater cause. So that would be my advice to someone that's looking to start. Have a vision and don't let anybody stop you from accomplishing that vision. We are our biggest critics, and whatever we allow, it comes back to our hand in the end state. So that would be my advice.
And I know that you've worked with some folks out there. A good friend of ours, we'll give a shout out to Command Sergeant Major Breckenridge. He's also got a good channel out there, and you guys collaborate and work together sometimes and share ideas. And that's important. And I like that, Sergeant Hicks, you mentioned the fact that you're not trying to be better than anybody. You're just trying to get your word out. And if you can help other people grow and learn, and I'm telling you, he's true to his word. If you got some questions on how to get started, get your platform up and running, I'm sure Staff Sergeant Hicks would be more than happy to help and assist, at least with the knowledge and experience that he's gained as you went through this journey. Sergeant Hicks, we can't stay on forever. I wish we could, because I could ask you questions all day long. I would just tell our listeners, please, if you're interested, check out his show, Google it, NCOPD Live, hashtag the professional SGL. And as always, Sergeant Hicks, we want to give you last words. It was a pleasure having you on the show today, and I'm sure that we're going to talk to you more in the future. But do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would just like to first and foremost, again, SMA, thanks for the invitation to come on and speak to the listeners here. One thing that I would like to leave is, like I just said in my last comment, have a vision, whether it's school, whether it's a podcast, whether it's to be a better father, a better wife, or whatever it is. Have a vision and then go after that vision. And don't let anyone stop you from getting that vision. And then I can't end anything without saying my motto that I've always said on NCOPD Live. And this is for all leaders. If you see something wrong and you fail to do something about it, then you have just created a new standard. And what that means is that you have allowed it to be okay. And at the end of the day, their issue is never with you, but their issue is always with the standard. And once again, SMA, I really do appreciate the opportunity to come on. Thank you.
Well, some inspiring words from Staff Sergeant Hicks, and I promise you, you'll get a whole lot more if you tune in. Our time has come to an end to close this edition of Soldier Day Podcast. All of us here at the Association of the United States Army want to thank Staff Sergeant Hicks for joining us today, sharing his story, and sharing his knowledge and skills on NCOPD 9. As an Army alum, I can say from all of us across the country, thank you. And the entire team at NCOP Live for all you have done and that you continue to do for our Army, for the American people, and for yourselves.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters Podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. The Army Matters Podcast series is brought to you by the Association of the United States Army, the U.S. Army's professional association, member-supported, Army-connected. Visit us at AUSA.org for more information or to become a member. Your membership helps AUSA continue to carry out its mission to educate, inform, and connect with the total Army, our industry partners, and our supporters of a strong national defense. For questions or to provide topic recommendations, email us at podcast@AUSA.org. Have a great Army Day. Hooah.